On 1116 SEN, here's the latest movements from Trade Central for mygoldenegg.com.au. Land off the plan properties before anyone else. G1X.com.au, connect to the universe of racing and Mazda. Tap into value today at your local Mazda dealer.
Now, a big hour of a trade talk on the way, 9429 1116, if you want to get on and have a chat about any trade that's on the table or anything that you want to put on that table. Peter Schwab is the Brisbane list manager, and he's joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Pete.
Hi, Mark. Hi, David.
Well done. Tom Bell joins the club for pick 21. We found out a little while ago he came fourth in the Blues Best and Fairest, so he gets home.
Yeah, and that's great for us. We're really pleased that Tom's coming to the Brisbane Lions. He'll be a great addition for us. Local boy, which builds our local talent, which we like to do.
I tell you, Pete, you've been busy. You've been in and around a lot of the trades so far. You've got Geelong's Jared Jansen and Josh Walker also joined for a future third-round pick. You're involved with Asprey. You've been really busy.
Yeah, we have been. We weren't brought on by us. Jack Redden indicated he wanted to leave, so that was the initial deal we did with West Coast to get pick 17. And, of course, James Ace has indicated he wants to go. And then from there, we've just been... Tom was probably there for a little while in the sense that he indicated to us he was keen to get back to Queensland. And Josh and Jared, we think they're two good additions from Geelong. And... that was a pretty straightforward deal with them.
Tell us about David Asprey. What happened, and was he close? What ended up happening in the end?
Yeah, it was close because certainly we're in discussions, and Justin knows him well. I guess we've also got the other factor of trying to make sure we've got enough points in our system for our academy boys. We've got two very good players this year that we think will get bid on reasonably high, so we wanted to make sure that we had enough in the tank there. And the AC deal was, the AC deal still hasn't gone anywhere, so we weren't quite sure there. Look, in the end, we just made a call as a footy club to, just hold fire after a couple of deals we did today and just wait and see.
You mentioned James Ace again just then, Shelby. How close are you guys? I mean, is it in the ballpark?
Well, we don't know. You know, it's still up in the air a little bit because we had some chats with Collingwood. But we've been very clear that we can't just take draft picks for James. That's not going to be what we want. We want to make sure we get a player involved in any deal that involves James.
Was Seedsman going to be part of that deal at any stage?
No.
Righto.
So what type of player are you looking as compensation? Are we talking about a like-for-like?
We've been obviously keen and had some discussions clearly with Ryan Bastanac from North Melbourne. Mm. So Ryan would be seen as a really good fit and a bit of a priority for us. So that's pretty much the player that we're keen to get to Brisbane.
For Schwabby, Champion Data, I think, just keeping an eye on what they've been saying today, and sometimes they throw up some pretty interesting stuff. So today they said that through delistings, trades and free agency, you've gained 83 matches experience but lost 947.
So yeah, but
net result of losing 863 games.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Well, it means we had a lot of guys retire a lot of experience go out. There's no doubt about that. So... Jed Adcock's gone and Staker's gone and Maguire's gone and McGawn's gone. So that's where the games add up. And Jack Redden was over 100 game player. So Jack was well credentialed and experienced. So, yeah, we understand that's but that was always likely to happen when you had at least three players retiring who between them had nearly 400 games.
Yeah, it's hard. Schwabi, getting players in is one thing, but then being able to keep them and build an environment where they just don't want to go home. How important is that, and what has the club done to ensure that when players do come to the club that they aren't looking to exit out as soon as they can.
Yeah, I mean, it's critical for any club that we're probably a bit more vulnerable, like some, because our local content, if you like, is not high. So most of our players are coming in from other states. We've employed Craig Lambert and his wife, Melissa, from GWS this year. We've got them back to Brisbane. We think that's a significant move for us in that off-field area where we, you know, we need to, in the initial stages, really, really take them under our wing. But I think it's critical that you can show that you've got a good coaching environment that will develop them. And then ultimately, the one thing that really helps is that you start winning and having success.
Pete, just on that, last year you were crawled with injury, and you know, so many players missed out games. As far as the player management, I'm not saying I'm not having the crack here, but you know, has that gone well in the off season? I mean, have the boys who needed work done, have they got their work done? The hospital, the whole lot.
Yeah, I think you do that straight after the season and make sure that any operations that need to take place as soon as possible. We did have a lot of bad luck, a lot of contact injuries last year, and that really was a, we just hope it was just a really bad luck year in many ways. But having said that, you're also looking at the ones you can avoid. So we're like every other club. We try and review what we do in all areas and try and get better.
Swabby, with the Bassnack deal, we're hearing 4 years, or the AFL.com are reporting that it's a 4-year deal on the table. How are you going to get that done? Are you set? You use Collingwood as Collingwood get Aish, and then they work out a deal to get a number over to there, and then Bassnack comes through the back door that way?
Yeah, I think that's it. Well, it's the easiest way because Collingwood haven't got Bassnack, so there's going to have to be draft picks involved somewhere to satisfy, North Melbourne for a start. So that's the way it'll happen.
Are you a fair way down the path on negotiations with that?
We've got dialogue with both those clubs. So what have we got now? We've got all day Tuesday and Wednesday, and then it gets a bit desperate Thursday because nothing's happened by then. We've been pretty clear that what doesn't work for us is James Aish leaving and we get a second round pick and we're back to square one again. If that happens, that doesn't work for us.
Schwabi, how's the trade period treated you? I mean, I don't know. You sound frustrated, mate. You sound frustrated. You sound sick of talking about it to me. Is it?
I'm sorry I sound frustrated. I'm not frustrated. It's pretty time. It's obviously time consuming and there's a lot of energy and a lot of thinking that goes into it from everyone. And then, sometimes it doesn't go anywhere or it doesn't go the way you want. But my feeling is in the end, most people get the outcomes they're after and seeking. So, yeah, I don't mean to sound frustrated.
No.
That's fine.
Is there a chance that the Bassnack deal could get done without the Aish?
We'll see. Yeah, this is really interesting because I don't want Derek Hine to drive off the road, but if you like we are, we have to get a certain amount of points. It's not so much picks with us; it's what the points add up to make sure that we're not left short when it comes to the academies.
Yeah, for the bidding process.
For example, if it's going to cost us, say, 2,000 points to secure our two academy priorities.
Yeah,
we want to make sure we've got that covered off.
So, what does Bassnack give you?
Give us as a football club?
Yeah, in relation to your points.
He won't give us any points. It's
picks.
If you said to me that I had to give away a pick to get Ryan direct with North, then that means I've got whatever points that pick was worth, I've no longer got them available.
That's
I know
problem.
We can go into next year, but one of the things, if they get bid on in the first round, then you're taking points off your first round pick next year, which can push you down the ladder next year, which, you wouldn't want to go from not being re, you wouldn't want to go from number 2 pick down to number 5 pick.
Yep.
Hey, not Pete. Not saying we'll be number two pick next year, but that's, yeah, you know, it's the sort of thing.
Hey, Pete, we're talking to Derek Hine next, actually. We'll see if we can get the deal done for you. All right, we'll let you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I said, 99 times out of 100, it sort of gets to where it needs to get.
Pete, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Good on you, Mark. See you, David.